All right, and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint, the podcast featuring, highlighting, telling the stories of influential leaders in and around the sports space. We are pleased to welcome our next guest, Larry Long Jr., or LLJ Cool, as I call him. Larry Long is one of the more incredible humans that I've had the chance to cross paths with during my professional tenure. He is a proud husband, father, decorated former athlete who continues to make an impact through his role at TeamWorks. And when he's not working, you can find him out on the golf course or rubbing elbows in networking groups all around the country. Larry has stories for days, and we're excited to peel back the curtains to hear your journey and how that's really shaped you and your mindset to handle all the shakeup that we're going through today. Guys, if you think I bring the energy, sit back and wait, because I have found a guest that matches my enthusiasm when it comes to sports, people, and genuinely trying to make this world 1% better every day. Larry Long, welcome to Checkpoint. How you doing today, man?
Man, you're making me blush with that intro, dog. I'm not paying you enough to say all those nice words.
Man, I tell you, people are giving me all the love on the introduction. It's only downhill, I guess, or uphill from here, you know, with the conversation. So we'll see, man. But truly, truly a pleasure to have you on the show, Larry. You know, you guys are out there, you know, leading the charge in the sports space during all of this crazy shakeup. Man, give us a little insight. How are things going at TeamWorks, you know, as we're going into the fall sports season?
Come on, Scott. You know how we do. TeamWorks makes the dream work. I had my team meeting this morning, and we're going through some turbulence. We're going through some chaos. But you know what they say? With turbulence and chaos comes opportunity. And for us, it's the opportunity to be able to help, to be able to serve athletic departments, athletic teams, student athletes, professional athletes, during this time where there's so many unknowns and everyone's looking for guidance. They're looking for leadership. We've really been fortunate. We've been blessed to have the opportunity to really step in and help somebody.
Man, that's so cool. And you know, I mean, just based off the first couple episodes here at Checkpoint, you know, we really are targeting influencers in this space because, you know, with all that shakeup and opportunity, you know, we need the right leadership at the helm to really steer this in a direction that's going to be sustainable and fruitful for athletes and organizations, you know, when we come on the other side of this. And so, you know, Larry, you know, we're really excited to, you know, sort of talk about your journey up to TeamWorks, you know, what you guys are currently working on, you know, with some of the initiatives around influencer, you know, COVID testing initiatives, mental health awareness, and then where you see the industry going, because I think you have such a unique perspective for the listeners. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's take a dive into who is Larry Long. So
let's roll. Larry Long Jr., born in Baltimore. My father ran track for the Terps. Go Terps, University of Maryland. My dad, his journey was awesome. He grew up in the projects of Baltimore City. Track and field was his way out. Long jumper, triple jumper, hence the name Larry Long. But just traveled around a lot. My father worked for Department of Veterans Affairs, serving veterans. We lived in six different cities before coming back to Maryland, where I did my middle school, high school, college. I tried to do the baseball. I went to minor league spring training with the Dodgers and the Red Sox, and they told me to hit the road, Jack. They said, hey, you ain't got to go home, but you got to get the heck on up out of here. So that was a low point, but I started off my professional career doing IT consulting. I fell in love with technology, fell in love with high performance, working for Accenture, one of the best of the best, but I wasn't passionate. So I ended up moving to good old Raleighwood, North Carolina, opened up an indoor baseball softball academy, being able to teach youngsters the fundamentals of the game, fundamentals of life. And that was really my pride and joy. We ran out of money and I had to go back to the quote unquote real world. And since then, I've been in technology and really software, SaaS, and SaaS sales as an individual contributor, but mostly as a leader, leading teams to high performance, goal attainment, personal and professional development, which is really what brings me to TeamWorks. I'm in the trifecta of my loves. I love sports. Imagine that. I love technology. I'm a tech geek. And I absolutely love being able to lead and impact and really coach up sales professionals, and people that want to take their game to the next level. So teamwork's really, for me, it makes the dream work.
I love it, man. And you know, this is one human being that really lives by the saying of, you know, reach one, teach one, right? And I mean, you know, Larry and myself, we've had a relationship for a while now, and you know, it's been incredible just to, you know, through these turbulent times, see people that are just doing the right thing for the right reason, and regardless of what aspect of life it's in. And you know, I mean, you know, as we got to know each other, there's so many pivotal moments that I think help shape you to be in that mind space and, you know, really focus on the 6 inches between your ears to make sure that, you know, what comes out of your mouth is really pure and genuine. And so, you know, I want to touch on a story here, you know, in your baseball days, right? So you told me this story early on, and it's about overcoming, persevering, and really seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. So I think you know where I'm going with this, but one for 24, and I'll let you take it from there.
And I think I was being easy on myself, because it was probably one for 28, 32. It was a lot. I had a lot of strikeouts, but freshman year started off, I'm on the bench, getting in as a defensive replacement, seventh inning, eighth inning, one at bat, two at bat, striking out. And I'll never forget, it was actually here in North Carolina. I'm in Durham, North Carolina now, good old North Kakalaki, but we were in Greensboro, UNC yep. Greensboro. And my father, my biggest supporter, always drove down to our games. And I remember he drove back, we're talking on the phone, and I had tears in my eyes. And I remember saying, "Dad, I don't belong playing Division I baseball. There's no way I'm going to have success in the ACC." And I could hear his the steam coming through the phone. He essentially yanked me up through that phone, and he said, "Boy, that's not the way that I raised you. That's not how we get down. You better get back to the drawing board," meaning that T, and you better go to work, not just on your form and on your swing, but most importantly, on your mindset. Mm-hmm. And essentially, Henry Ford says it best, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. So my dad said, "Hey, with that defeated BS attitude, you are going to strike out and you don't belong." He said, "We've worked too hard. You've worked too hard. And I've supported you too much for you to give up now." So essentially, it was back to the drawing board, getting the mind right. And then UNC, those Tar Heels, came to town for the weekend. I got in on Friday, 2 for 2. Started Ooh. On Saturday, 3 for 4. You can check the archives. Sunday, 2 for 4. That's all she wrote. Essentially, yep. I started the rest of the season, batted 319 in the ACC. Little old Larry Long Jr. Come on now. I'm 5'9¾", and that's rounding up. I rounded up to 6 foot, but I'm a little dude. Who would have thunk it? Little Larry Long Jr. putting in that work since he had a great freshman year. And after that, that was all she wrote. Started my sophomore, junior, senior year. Used to hold the school record for stolen bases. Just had a blast. Learned a lot, really, about baseball, but most importantly, about life. And those skills and those learnings have transitioned into the boardroom, which I've been truly fortunate, really have. Mm.
And yeah, they really do translate. And, you know, I mean, you sort of took my next talking point there on your 54 stolen bases. And man, you know, I wasn't a baseball player, right? So I was a football player. I was a punter, right? So I don't think, you know, maybe I don't even know how we draw a comparison there. You know what I mean? I think the only thing we have in common there is we're both 5'9¼". You know what
I mean? I can tell you, though, as a punter, you got to make sure your mind is right. Because if you shank one, now you're thinking about that. And it's really, I call it FIDO. F it, drive on. You can't think about that last punt. You can't think about that last at bat. You got to keep looking forward. Now you can learn from it. It's like, "Hey, I made a mistake. I'm going to learn from it, but I can't let that impact me." And you know, Scott, that little voice in our mind is so powerful. People say that we talk more trash to ourselves than we would let anyone else talk that kind of trash to us. And it's so true. And essentially, I'm just like everyone else. I battle it. It's a daily battle. I mean, I'll give you an example. I launched my own side business earlier this year, and that voice in December, my wife was saying, "Go for it. I got your back. Let's do this." But that voice was saying, "Don't do it, Larry. The last time you owned a business, it failed. Now you got a family. You got 2 kids and a wife. You got mouths to feed." And my dad, he passed 4.5 years ago, but his voice came through very loud. And it said, "Larry Long Jr., little Larry, I didn't raise you that way. You better go ahead and make it happen." And I've really been fortunate and blessed to be able to make that happen and continuing to grow the side business, impacting others. And there's another favorite quote, Martin Luther King Jr. He says it best. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what have you done to help someone else out? So that's the question when I wake up in the morning. What am I going to do? Not what am I going to think? Not what am I going to feel, but what am I going to do? What action am I going to take to help someone else out each and every day?
I love it. I love it. And you know, I mean, you know, Larry and myself, we actually crossed paths in the Noodleberg Daily Huddle. And so shout out to Steve and Mark Noodleberg and On the Ball. Those guys are pumping out positivity day in and day out and really changing the way that folks approach business, that folks approach life. And what you feed yourself, whether that's a diet of food or a diet of information, is you're going to see the direct results come right here. And so, you know, shout out to those guys for helping Larry, myself, you know, the other hundreds of members in that cohort, really just approach life in these tumultuous times with just an optimistic lens, but yet a realistic lens. And so, you know, if you're not in the huddle, get in the huddle. That's my plug for the Noodlebergs there.
I second that. What's up, Steve? What's up, Mark?
Yeah, right. And so, you know, to circle back real quick, though, on the stolen bases, I'm curious, right? Because, you know, in order to steal a base, I think there is a lot of similar attributes in punting, right? Because a lot of it has to do with vision, right? And you have to be a visionary. You have to have timing. You have to have that feel. Larry, when you're starting to solve some of these problems that, you know, teamwork's feeling right now with having to shift real quick to COVID testing or put mental health and awareness at the front, do you feel that same, or do you have that same feel like you had on the diamond in the boardroom, or, you know, sort of expand on that for us?
Yeah, you're absolutely right in terms of that vision and that forward thinking. And I'll tell you, Scott, I've been blessed with the team around us, the leaders that we have, that we're all looking to innovate. There's a saying, if it ain't broke, fix it. And I'm going to say, nah. One of my team members, Jeff Steele, he said that one of his coaches told him, if it ain't broke, break it. So right now, COVID and this pandemic, the social injustices, it's breaking us. So essentially, we've got to think about what can we do proactively to break it so that we can get better. Essentially, break it down so that we can improve. So right now, it's kind of like playing chess versus playing checkers. We're thinking ahead. And you talked about the COVID screening. Right now, we're exploring other avenues. What does life look like academically in January for those that we serve, these colleges and universities? What does it look like for the pro markets, your NBA, NFL? So we're thinking ahead, as well as we're trying to put the puzzle pieces together in terms of how do we fit in. You talked about influencer, which great acquisition, great partnership, being able to be in the space of name, image, likeness. What does that look like when the NCAA, when they release what the rules and provisions and guidelines look like? So we're constantly thinking ahead. What's the impact on our partners, on our clients, on our future clients, on us, on our employees, on our process? One of my top reps, Mark Morris, today, he talked about, hey, I always ask the team, what was your key learning from this past week or key reminder? And he said, hey, we're not a startup anymore. We're a legitimate company, and we have to start thinking ahead in terms of what does it look like for a student athlete? What should it look like? What does it look like today? What should it look like going forward? And how do we level up? I think Sierra says it best. Level up, level up, level up. So that's where we're at.
No, for sure. And you know, it's been fun. So the first couple of episodes, we interviewed Haven Fields from Ball State, right? Mid-major in the MAC, and really interesting perspective. Then, you know, we get Andrew McGee from Morgan State, right? And they, you know, with an HBCU lens, you know, playing for the Celebrity Bowl and now trying to, you know, grow that program. And, you know, one of the themes that we've seen across and, you know, as we continue to get further in the space is the budgets are getting thinner and thinner, right? But the expectations are either staying the same or growing. And so, you know, people are really relying on their technology partners and providers to come in and supplement this. And so, you know, that's where Check was born. And we saw that, you know, the distribution of funds, not only hey, the athletes can build a brand and earn, but what does that mean when they have to be financially literate to know taxes, compounding interest, right? And so I think so much of what, you know, we're seeing come in the next wave of sports tech is really focusing on the whole human, right? How do we make this person holistic? And so, you know, shout out to Andrew Hodge, you know, leading up the TeamWorks product side. And I know one of the huge initiatives is mental health, right? And you touched on this earlier, Larry. We're going through some crazy times with our society. Like, we're really forced to look in the mirror. Regardless of your skin color, we have to use our two ears and one mouth to understand what other humans are feeling. And so mental health and awareness is at the forefront. How are you guys tackling that issue over there at TeamWorks?
Yeah, we just had this conversation this morning. In the past, oftentimes it was swept under the rug. We had a conversation today about mental stress as well as mental strain. We've got folks of all backgrounds. We've got new parents. We've got parents of youngsters that are in school trying to do the remote e-learning. I know you couldn't see it, but my daughter came and she said, "Can you help me out?" "No, not right now." We've got singles that live by themselves. One of my reps just got a dog and he's super excited to have that companionship. But Scott, life is a four-letter word. It's tough. Life is tough. So to have the conversation about where you are mentally, and I shared with the team, it's super important that we go ahead. It's kind of like flying. We put our oxygen on first so that we can then be in a good position to put oxygen on others. When you fly, they say, make sure you take care of your air, because if you pass out, you're no good to anyone else. So we've got to take care of our mind, of our body, and of our soul so that we can be top A, grade A, VIP, ready to serve others. And then we're also in the position with TeamWorks, with our solution, to be able to help universities help their student athletes, help their faculty and their staff, which is what we all need right now, is that support. And to know that it's okay. If you're not okay, that's okay. You need to tell somebody. There's resources that are out there. There's people that want to help. There's professionals that can help you manage and help you get through these tough and these turbulent times. You don't need to do it all alone. So we have that conversation constantly. Our leadership talks with our managers about the importance of having the discussion one-on-one with our reps, with our colleagues and our teammates, as well as in a group setting to let everyone know it's okay if you're not okay. Let's see what we can do to work to get it right.
That's exactly right. And we're all a little crazy, Larry, right? Like, I mean, it's...
some crazier than others.
Hey, you got two crazy ones here on the screen, right? but it is, I mean, it's, you know, that was always one of my things, reflecting back on my athletic journey. And you know, as I bridged the gap into being a human in the sports tech space, or the real world, we'll call it. You know, it was always taboo, right? There were these taboo things where it was like, you know, you put your cleats on, you do this, you don't talk about your feelings, you don't talk about, you know, what's going on with your family or what's going on inside, you know, inside right here, right? And the more vulnerable I'm finding athletes become through their platform, using their real life experiences, we thought athletes were untouchable or invincible. And now you're seeing that they're just humans, right? I think Mark said it best this morning. He goes, look it, when they take their pants down, we all poop the same way. You know what I mean? And if you can just humanize everybody, that we're all going through this together. And so it is really encouraging to see platforms like TeamWorks and other forward-facing technologies really addressing the holistic approach instead of just narrowing into we want to make better athletes or better organizations, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all humans. And so commendable for what you guys are doing. To all our listeners out there, athletic directors, assistant athletic directors, if you guys have questions, if you're curious about learning more about TeamWorks, give Larry Long a call. I'll put his information in here. But he has just a vision in across all divisions, right? And so it's not just a Power 5 perspective or a D3 perspective. And so I'm using that as a segue, Larry. So give us a, you know, you talk to schools at the D3 level, the ECAC, now Power 5. Are there any through lines or consistencies that you're seeing in the way decisions are being made, or are they all sort of across the board?
It's amazing because each university is so unique. Each institution is, it's really like a new painting. It's kind of like a snowflake. They're all different, but there are a lot of similarities, but each situation is different. I mean, what we're seeing now is really the financial side of things, the fiscal responsibility, and really we're seeing more efficiency. They're looking for technology to be the great equalizer and really to help them, I hate to say it, but lean up. It's especially at the Power Five level where it was easy to just throw people at a problem. Oh, we need to do this. Let's just hire. And essentially, I wouldn't say misspending funds, but not using resources optimally. At the D2, D3, JUCO level, they've always had to do more with less. And I listened to some of your conversation with Andy, and I'm familiar with those Morgan State Bears. Absolute big fan of Ed Scott and his team that they're building. And essentially, I think I've heard him mention, we're going to provide a Power Five experience for our student athletes on essentially an HBCU budget. And I just love the innovation. With regards to TeamWorks, our mission and our goal is to empower and engage elite athletes. So for me, that's college athletes. When I think about empower, like you said, it's really the whole athlete, the whole student athlete, not just on the field, but also off the field, not just right now, but also what does their future look like? And then engage, we want to make sure that folks are present. Essentially, as a student athlete, organization is so difficult, so challenging. You've got competing factions that are pulling for your attention. Well, hey, let's get everything tight on this phone so that I know my schedule each and every day. I have one place where I can go to manage all the messages, all the files, all the forms. Oh, we got a trip coming up. I can manage it all in one place, and I don't have to put undue strain and stress on an already stressful time because I'm a student and I'm an athlete and I'm expected to be high performing at both, as well as I got to start thinking about my future, whether it's on the field, on the pitch, on the court, or in the boardroom. That's tough.
Yeah. No, it's a lot. And I mean, to go back to the mental health side of things, right? It's like you start compounding those things and on the horizon, there's no, you can't go back and say like, oh, here's a past example that I can lean on, right? We are really, it's almost like going out to the Wild West right now, right? Like you get over the Rocky Mountains and you're like, oh, shit, is this Utah? Like, or is this Mars? I don't know what this is. You know what I
mean? It's funny you use that example of the Wild, Wild West. That's a lot of what we're seeing right now. And my hope is that there's more leadership that steps up across the board. You're seeing it in pockets here and there, but essentially that leadership, that guidance, that decisiveness, and that direction so that we can all achieve success and keeping the student athlete at the center of all the decisions that are being made.
And I think we drifted so far away from that, right? Like we really elevated a system and made it feel like a pro environment, but we neglected the folks that were really driving that pro environment. And so, you know, to see name, image, likeness really creep up was really exciting. And you know, to take a blow like COVID and name, image, likeness, you know, now there's a lot of room for opportunity. And, you know, as we start to redefine what that looks like, I think leadership's going to be imperative, you know, and being fiscally responsible. You know, Andrew hit on a topic that was so interesting. And, you know, to think that a majority of schools, a high percentage of schools, are struggling with their entire athletic department because of the way that they run their P&L and the deficits that they face without getting 1 4-month football season. Wow. Right. Like, I mean, and without, we can't ignore that anymore. Right. Because I think the foundation of what we have in the NCAA is so pure, but this is the time to go ahead and evolve and change. And so you're exactly right. The leadership needs to step up. And I think we're going to be leaning more and more on tech providers, you know, because look, it's more efficient, it's more streamlined, and that's where we're living, right? We're running in parallel with you guys. So
we're going to have to lean on technology. If you look at every other, not every other, but a lot of industries, you look at banking, Last time I went to the bank, there weren't many tellers. Essentially, yeah. You better use the automated teller machine. When you think about travel, when was the last time you went to a travel agent? Everything that we do, Priceline, through the phone, directly to the website. Technology, I've heard it before, software is eating the world. If you go to the gas station here, we have sheets. If you want a sandwich, you're not going to tell someone your order. You're going to go to the MTO, made the order, and you're going to type in exactly what you want. Wham, bam, there you got it, from a touch screen. So essentially, yep. To think that collegiate athletics, professional athletics is immune from that, we're seeing that we've got to lean on technology in order to be able to get to those efficiencies and be able to operate really at the most efficient way that we can, and the most productive and the most fiscally responsible way that we possibly can.
Yeah. And you know, with technology, there's two sides to each coin, right? Because there's a ton of pros to it from the efficiency streamline side of things. But then, you know, one of the conversations we have and I've had over my sports tech career is how do you humanize that, right? Because when you take an enterprise level software and you go give it to a baseball coach, yeah, you might be able to do all the functionality, but if you're not a sports mind or if you're not a coach, well, then you only use two of the 50 functions that are on there. And so, you know, I always think that's a delicate balance in the sports world of like, at the end of the day, you have some of the best coaches that still do chicken scratch on the chalkboard, you know? So it's like, how do you balance that is always a fun equation going forward.
So true.
Well, cool. Well, you know, this is, what an amazing conversation. You know, Larry, we could talk for hours on here about sports. Going to take a couple deeper dives and then, you know, we'll start to wrap this thing up. So, you know, we are using this as a checkpoint, right? So we know about what you did to get here with your baseball career. We know about what you're doing with your family and, you know, trying to hit the golf ball in the fairway and at Teamworks. And where do you see it going, Larry? You know, the next 3 to 5 years, like what is that picture look like on the horizon?
Yeah. So funny joke there. I'm Tiger Woods' cousin. Larry hid it in the woods, but don't come. But essentially, like I said, on the horizon and 3 years from now, who knows? I mean, maybe we'll be playing sports on Mars, but I can tell you that by the end of 2021, what I do know is that the landscape is not going to look like it does right now. Name, image, likeness. That's one part of it. The compliance, the recruiting, the mental health. There are so many different factors. And the one thing that I know is that innovation is happening so quickly. If you look at the history of college athletics, it's changed very slowly. Well, now we're starting to see that acceleration of change, and we're going to see it change rapidly over the next, 14, 15 months? It's going to be a whole new ball game. So it's one of those things where either you hop on the train or essentially, choo-choo, you're going to miss out. I don't know what it looks like. I've got some ideas, and we're working through that right now. We're spitballing. We're brainstorming. We're trying to come up with what do we think that vision is going to be? And then where can we fit in to be able to serve the most amount of people, provide the most value? And that's really what it comes down to. How do we empower and how do we engage elite athletes to the nth degree? We're already doing it at a high level now, but essentially can't stop, won't stop. We're trying to take it to that next level. The example I always use is Russell Westbrook. He averaged a triple-double 3 seasons in a row during the offseason, still working on his game, still trying to take his game to the next level. That's that mentality that I love about Teamworks, is that we're never satisfied. We always know that there's another level and there's more that can be done, and it requires sometimes you got to slow down in order to speed up. So we were really fortunate. We had our Series C fundraise a few months back. So now we have some resources to be able to invest and really accelerate through this time. And I talked about it before. Some might say, oh, this is the time to cower down, pump the brakes and slow down. Survey says, we're figuring out how can we accelerate and do more so that when we do emerge from this, whatever this is, whenever this is, we're going to be in a great position to be able to serve those that we want to serve.
Well, and to further back that point up, right, if we just go back, we don't have to go back 100 years, 50 years, we go back 10 years, right, 12 years to the crisis of 08, 09, and we saw the housing market just balloon and pop. And look what was born out of that, right? Out of that little gap of time, we saw Airbnb, which shook the hotel industry. No one, if you would have talked to me, Hilton, Marriott, I mean, that whole thing got rattled. Or the medallions on the taxi cab industry by Lyft and Uber, right? And so history does repeat itself. And I think that the folks that and organizations that were primed when COVID came downstream will pioneer what that next wave looks like for every industry. And so as a former athlete and someone who runs parallel in the sports tech space, man, I couldn't be more confident or happy to see a TeamWorks at the helm of really laying the foundation for what the evolved NCAA experience looks like.
It's exciting. It is exciting. And essentially, it's a choice. You have a choice of, do you want to go down this route? Woe is me. And, oh, I can't make it happen. Or do you want to go down this route and say, hey, we're going to make it happen?
Life's a choice, man. Life is one big choice. You know, you deal with the good or the bad consequences that come with it, but life is one big choice, and you are in control of that, my friend. All right, so Larry, last question. Oh, what you got? Oh,
Lucia.
Do we got a guest appearance?
I have a visitor that came on. Yeah. Sorry about that. That's this new normal of life in COVID-19. My baby girl, she wanted to join the fun.
Hello.
Say hi to Mr. Scott.
Oh, that's amazing, man. And that's so
I
cool,
told you
man.
Life is a four-letter word. Gotta love it, baby.
It's just life, though. You're just a human. We all have families. We all have dogs and kids. And that's so cool. Like, that's what this is all about. And what a great bridge into the last question for you, Larry, because, I mean, you are just one of my favorite humans out there. And, you know, for all the listeners, this used to be a dating question for me. Recently got married just over a month ago. Appreciate it. And so now it's just a networking question. Feel free to poach it, steal it, but it works like no other. So, Larry, if you could tell our listeners one thing you've done in your life that you would recommend they do or experience in theirs, what would that be and why?
Wow. That is an awesome question there. Yeah, definitely drop the mic. Oh man, I can't go with one thing. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to break it up. Essentially, the one thing in my life, and really it's an everyday thing, is to carpe diem, to seize the day. That's what I would encourage. Every day that your 2 feet hit the ground, or every day that you wake up, it's a blessing. And essentially, it's a choice. You can make the choice of, oh, if you're looking for negative, you can find negative. Just turn on the news. I encourage you to look for the positive. Take that route. Don't go this route. Go this route to be positive and look for the opportunity to help others. It's not about you. Don't be a me monster. Be a you monster and look for ways that you can serve someone else. Because if you wake up, you're in a good place. If you're watching this, I guarantee you, you're in a good place. And essentially, you can either choose to deny it and look for the negative. Oh, woe is me. Nah, ain't nobody got time for that. Let's keep it on the up and up and say, I'm blessed, I'm highly favored, I'm fortunate, and I'm going to help someone else out, which in the end is what this life is all about. Be a go-giver. Don't be a taker. Go give it.
Well, guys, if that doesn't fire you up and make you more confident and excited than ever that this human is helping shape the landscape for future collegiate athletics and providing an experience for your up and coming athletes from crew to football and everything in between. We're in good hands. And Larry, we so appreciate you hopping on the podcast. There are more nuggets in here than I think I know what to do with. So if you want to get in touch with Larry, we're going to go ahead and post his contact information. He and his team are helping programs across the country from JUCO to Division I and again, everything in between. So please don't hesitate to reach out. And any last words for us, Larry Long Jr.?
I just want to say thank you, Scott. So fortunate to join you on the Checkpoint podcast. Super excited to be here. I just encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. You're an inspiration and you don't even know it to so many, myself included. Congrats on your nuptials. Absolute beautiful blessing. And I just wish you all the best and continued success.
Awesome, Larry. Thank you so much, man.
Peace.
Peace.